Moisai, just to continue our discussion from yesterday, we said that one of the pshotim of Afhein Hoya Boisanes, which is Mechayev the women to be part of the Nes Chanukah, to be part of the Mitzvah Chanukah, to have a chiyuv of Nes Chanukah, of Pirsum Inissa, that one of the chiyuvim is because a lady was part of the Hatzolah. If a lady was involved in the Hatzolah, and the simple example would be Esther Malka in the story of Purim. So if a lady was involved, then that's called Afhein Hoya Boisanes. So I was trying to find out, everybody knows about Yehudis. Yehudis apparently was a heroine in the story of Chanukah. And maybe according to that, one of the reasons why women are mechuyev in the midst of Chanukah would be because of Yehudis. Who was Yehudis? And then the other thing that I came across was, and this was mentioned, I said in Dr. Adler's shiur to the ladies on Motzei Shabbos, that there was another lady called Chanah, who was different from the Chanah of the seven children. Chanah, who had the seven sons, was also a story during the Greek rule. Yeah, exactly when it happened, it didn't. As far as I know, that story of Chanah and her seven sons does not have a connection with Chanukah. But there was apparently another lady called Chanah, and apparently there were two stories that happened, one with Yehudis and one with Chanah. Now, as far as I can put together, and I'm not sure whether this is right, because there seems to be a lot of confusion between Yehudis and the story of Chanah. In a sefer I've got called Mamleches Koyanim, they have a whole chapter on the Maisa de Yehudis. And they... Oh, so this is the question. What? Is there a painting? Painting in the National Gallery. Oh, I'll have to look at that. Yehudis holding the head of Holofernes. Yeah? You've seen it. Okay, well, if there's a painting in the National Gallery, then it must be true. Yeah. Okay, so the story of Yehudis with Holofernes is that Yehudis, who is either, again, there's a doubt as to whether or not she is a daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol and a sister of Matisyahu, or a daughter of Matisyahu and a sister of the five sons. So she's either a daughter or the granddaughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And there was a gezeira, which we know, that there was a gezeira that any colour who was getting married had to spend the night together with the Roman governor the night before. Yeah, the night before. And apparently Yehudis was getting married, and that meant that she had to spend the night with Holofernes, this Roman governor, the night before. And the story goes, as far as I know, that the brother... Well, again, I'm not sure, right, but... One story, the detail of the story, and that's why I'm asking, if anybody can look it up, and anybody's got some sefer which has the story accurately recorded, then please answer us on a postcard, or come and tell me tomorrow, send me an email.
Is it Nach?
It's not even mentioned anywhere. These stories are not even mentioned anywhere in the Gemara.
It might be the Book of the Maccabees, but I've got the back of my
sefer. Okay, have a look, yeah? It is mentioned apparently in the Targum Sheni, a sefer called Megillas Antiochus. But up to the time of the Goinim, let's say up till 1500 years ago approximately, the story was not known. It's not mentioned in Shas. It's not in what's called of Yehudis. Right? So it only appeared later on. Yeah. But the sources maybe are old sources. Apparently there is also a reference to it, or two references to these stories in the piyutim that there are piyutim that are written for Chanukah. And apparently there are references there. Again, I'm trying to check it out, try and get clear who was Yehudis, who was Chanah. But the story goes that Yehudis was, again, accompanied by her brothers, and they sort of sang her to the palace, apparently, because she was the colour, but she was being taken to Holofernes the night before the Chasana, and they accompanied her, if they were her brothers, or they were either her nephews, Yes, they were either her nephews or they were her brothers, and they accompanied her to the palace as a singing group in order to accompany the caliph with joy and happiness to spend the night with the Roman governor. And then once they're inside the palace, either she or they managed to kill the governor, cut off his head, and they took his head to the gates of Yerushalayim, and they displayed his head there. And when they displayed his head, then the Greeks took flight. They took flight and they gave up. That's one story. There's another story that's supposed to have happened on Chof Zayin Elul, which is like, you know, well before, 3 months before Hanukkah, in which apparently there was this girl, Lady Chana, and she was also in that situation. But before she was ever taken to the palace, apparently she made a protest in front of the Gedolei Yisrael. She appeared there in front. First of all, she was taken to the chuppah, and she, instead of wearing a white dress, instead of getting dressed as a color, she wore sackcloth under the chuppah. And apparently that was the some sort of a catalyst, because they got very upset about it, and she also didn't conduct herself with sneers, and they got very upset about it. And that was when she turned around and said, "Look what's going on in this land at the moment. Look what the Greeks are doing to us, and you're all sitting around and doing nothing." Yeah, as they say, I think evil triumphs when good people do nothing about it, when good people do nothing. And that she was the catalyst, apparently. Yeah, but again, you need to be clear, who was Yehudis, who was Chana, what was the story in each one of those? So, Blineta, as I said, answers on the postcard, more research required.
Start with the 28 Northwest London, Tuesday, second day, Hanukkah, Kof Tes, Kislev, 16th December, Dayan David Kahn, Shlita, Hanukkah, Contemporary Shilas. This week's Torah is Matanonos, and on the birth of the sun, Yerotz and Shizkul, Legadlo, Lesur, Lechopol, Amasim, Tovim, Rav Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rav Yosef Dov, Rav Shimon, Lechol, Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zichron, Nolik, Lechol.
Been clipped now, so we're ready to go. A lichtig a Hanukkah. Just as the title says, some contemporary shiurim, some contemporary halachas on Hilchas Hanukkah. So the first thing is Shech Yonu, which Shemitz Hashem, it'll be for next year now. But Shech Yonu, there's an interesting question about whether a person has said Shech Yonu when. And Hanukkah falls on first night is Friday night. So then you have the question, everyone said Shech Yonu at home. Do you say Shech Yonu in Shul? Do you say Shech Yonu in Shul again on the menorah? You said Shech Yonu already at home. Everyone says Shech Yonu at home. So there's a Sefer Zera Emes, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, who says that you make a separate Shech Yonu, and he brings the Svara. Just like when you've said Birchas HaTorah for yourself, you get an aliyah, so you say the bracha of Asher B'chabonu. It's exactly the same here. You said your own Shech Yonu and your own brachas. You come and you make the bracha in shul, so then you say Shech Yonu again. But if you look carefully, you see the Mishnah Berurah quotes the first part of the Zera Emes and doesn't quote the second part of the Zera Emes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the first part of the Zera Emes in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, and he says that if you were chosen on the first night of Hanukkah, and he's not talking about Friday night, but he's talking about, you'll see in a minute, he's talking about on a regular weekday, and you, of course, said Shech Yonu, because the three brachas in Shul, when you go home, you make Shech Yonu again, only if you're being Motzi, your B'nai HaBayis, only if you've got somebody else to be Motzi, because you said Shech Yonu already. But if he doesn't quote the second bit of the Zera Emes, which is the other way round, if you said Shech Yonu at home, that you say Shech Yonu again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. And again, every time when you light the menorah, the first night you make three brachas, Lahadlik Ner, She'asa Nisim, and Shech Yonu. You've said, question is, you are the one who said Shech Yonu for the first time in Shul. They will mechabed you to light the menorah on first night. So you said Shech Yonu. You go home and you're lighting up again. This time you're lighting up at home for your own personal chiyuv. Do you say Shechyonu again? Well, why not? The answer is you can only make Shechyonu for a mitzvah that you've only done. It's got to be Mishleish Milamad Yom Milamad Yom. So therefore, you've just done the mitzvah. So the answer is that at the...
If you did your shul, if you say at home again, or somebody else did your shul...
If somebody else lives in shul, so you weren't yotze with their shechiyonu, you weren't yotze with their... Again, let's start at the beginning. As far as the din of the Gemara is concerned, ner ishu vesoy, everyone lights at home. Much later on, still in the days of the late Rishonim, there was a takana to light in shul, because since everyone lights inside, because mipnei hashmad, so therefore there was a reduction in prisum anisa. So to compensate for the prisum anisa, so Chazal were mesakein, as we mentioned in the Rishonim, were mesakein the lighting up in shul. That's what it was. It's a new takana. So it is another mitzvah. If you lit at home, you said al-hadik ner shel Chanukah, why are you making the bracha again, al-hadik ner shel Chanukah, not in the morning, but at night, why are you making the bracha again, al-hadik ner shel Chanukah? Because there's another takana to light in shul. So therefore you can make another bracha. So we have two mitzvahs of Chanukah. Two mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah. One is at home, and one is a communal chiyuv in shul. So much so, that the communal chiyuv in shul, it deserves a bracha. And it's right, asher ki dishon mitzvah v'tzivonu, we make a new bracha. Why so? Because there are two mitzvahs. One is to light at home, and one is to light in shul. Now, you said Shechiyonu on the first night in shul. Can you now go, because you were chosen to be the Shliach Tzibur, not because it was said in shul, because you were given the kibbut of lighting the menorah in shul. You come home. Can you make Shechiyonu at home? The answer is, only if you're being moitzi, your wife or your daughters, that yidei chovosom, so then they need a Shechiyonu. So you can make a Shechiyonu to be moitzi them. But if it's the other way round, that what happens is that you lit at home, because first night was Friday night, so when you come to shul, everyone's lit already. Now you come to shul, you made your own Shechiyonu already. Can you make another Shechiyonu? Should you make another Shechiyonu? So the answer, the Zera Emma says yes, but the Mishnah Berurah misses it out. And Rabbi Eliashiv, I've seen written, Rabbi Nissim, I asked, and many other poskim all say we don't pass like the Zera Emes, because you cannot say Shechiyonu twice. It's a repeat performance of a mitzvah. So you've got two mitzvahs identical of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Chazal added another such mitzvah in shul, and therefore, once you made Shechiyonu, you can't make Shechiyonu again the same year, and therefore you do not make Shechiyonu again in shul if it falls on Friday
unless
night.
You might see somebody in shul who hasn't lit.
There's nobody in shul who hasn't lit who you're being moitzi, because this is somebody living in shul.
There may be.
I don't know a single shul in the world where people live in the shul. There used to be Nebuch people who were homeless, so they slept in the shul. But the takona, there's a whole machlokas what the takona is. Is it the pisum and this? Is it like kiddush for people sleeping in shul? But there's nobody sleeping in shul.
And therefore, it's another
mitzvah in the shul. Sorry?
It's another mitzvah in the shul.
It's true, it's not the same one. But it's a similar one. You know the difference between same and similar? Yes? So there's a difference between the two. So the answer is, it is a similar mitzvah. It is identical mitzvah, but it is unique in its own right. But you've made Shechiyonu already, in which case you wouldn't. Rav Shimon is right that if the main opinion would be, well, the main reason why we light in shul is for the people sleeping in shul like Kiddush, so then you would say there's a takona, just as if somebody needed to be yotze, so that's what they would. But there are two other reasons why we do it. The first one is the reason I mentioned in the first case, to replace the presumanissa that's been lost. And the other reason mentioned in the Rivash is the makelos borcho elokim, that when you get together in numbers, so then there's a takona to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be mefarsin in the nes. So those two reasons would certainly not justify saying Shechiyonu again. Whereas the reason of the Orchim, then you'd say there's a takana, like you make Kiddush in Shul and nobody's being Yotze and ain't Kiddush Elabim Koim Suda. How are you making Kiddush on Friday night in Shul? Those shuls that do. So therefore then, how do you do that? Because there is a takana so to do. And similarly with Havdalah. So then the same would apply, quite right, to that locus and neighbors. But there are three reasons mentioned in the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef that brings them, and therefore two out of three don't work, and therefore the psak is not to say Shechiyonu in such a case.
I know what you say is the first time this year before saying it is Shechiyonu, the first time you're saying it is Shechiyonu.
You could do that, but if the mitzvah is identical, Shechiyonu you can only say for a mitzvah that comes once every 30 days. So if you say me the mitzvahs are different, it's a totally different mitzvah. What happens, for example, your neighbor can't make it home for the first night of Hanukkah? Can't make it home, so they phone you up and say, dear neighbour, you've got the key, do me a favour, hop across to my house after you've lit and light for me. Do you make the brachas? Of course you make the brachas. The shliach is the one who makes the brachas. So you're going to make the brachas. Will you make Shechiyonu again? You just make Shechiyonu and lighting at home. So again, you light with your neighbour, you don't make Shechiyonu again because you've done the mitzvah already. You're not moitzi them. So now when you get to shul, that's your next neighbor. You're lighting again because there's a takana to light again. And if it's because of the once upon a time there were orchim, we had nowhere to be. Now, Baruch Hashem, we look after our orchim. So nowhere to be. So then you would repeat performance. Ki'ilu, there's a takana like that. Possibly. But the other two reasons, it doesn't work. And therefore, there wouldn't be a justification to be mazkir to mazkir shem shomayim. Certainly, possibly levatola.
Yeah. What about Kuru makes Shechiyonu on the Megillah more than
one? So Shechiyonu on the Megillah is like this. Shechiyonu on the Megillah, the Mechaber says we only say Shechiyonu in the evening, not in the morning, because you said Shechiyonu already. The Ramah says we say it twice because the Ikka Takana is during the day, and the night is not the main mitzvah. Of course, there's a chiyuv, it's not the main mitzvah, and therefore we do. But the Mechaber, for that reason, says only once. If you're laning somewhere else, you're obviously laning for people who haven't heard. So you're being motzi them with the brachas, that's fine. So that is like the person who lit first night in shul, and now he's going to light at home, and he's got bnei habayis who need to be yotze with the brachas. By the way, now that I mention this, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, the example that Dayan gave, when the neighbour phones him up and says, I can't get home,
yes,
can you go and light for me?
Yes.
Is that when the house is empty or that there are neighbours there who need to be with, sir?
If the bare bias are there, they should be lighting.
Okay, but for some reason.
They should be lighting.
But
so,
if somebody has an empty house. It,
you know, if they need to be Yotze, they need to be Yotze.
If someone has his home, his house is empty, and he's gone away for Yotze, he's gone away for Hanukkah, does he have to arrange that somebody lights in his house?
Wait a minute, we'll talk about going away. Where do you belong when you go away? No, he's not going away, but he's got delayed. There's been a traffic, what's it called? The M1's closed. So he's stuck. He can't light. So he phones up his neighbour. He phones his neighbour. He's got the key anyway. His menorah is beautifully arranged, ready to go. So he says, do me a favour, light up for me. Be my shliach to light up. And mitzvah's ner ishu veso. This is going to be beso. We'll come along to when is beso. We'll come along in mitzvah Hashem to that. So then for sure, you don't make two shechiyonus.
Don't you forget him off the hook?
It doesn't get him off the hook at all. He's missed the brachas. But yes. You know he doesn't have to light again. And this way he's lit at the right time. Yeah. Absolutely. It's not called letting off the hook. It's getting him out of trouble. But that's what it is. Getting out of the hook is when you don't want to do something and somebody's done it for you. No, chas v'shalom, our mitzvahs are a privilege. So that's it. But by the way, when it comes to the brochas, when we have b'nei habayis who are going to be yotze with our hadlokah, our wives, our daughters, that's normally the way it is. So therefore, in such a case, we must have kavanah to be moitzi them with the brachas, and they need to have kavanah to be yotze. Very important, because every mitzvah has two parts to it, the mitzvah itself and the brachas, and particularly the bracha of Sh'as Anissim is the birchas haroya, for somebody who doesn't light up, makes the bracha himself. So really, everybody needs to be part of that bracha, including the Shechiyonu on the first night, but all nights they need to be home. So if they're standing in a queue in Brent Cross trying to get in for the sales, they'll have to ditch their place in the queue, come home and listen to the brachas because they need to be yotze. But you're quite right, if somebody couldn't get home, they would be yotze the mitzvah being included in the hadlaka of their husband, their father, or if they have contributed towards the oil, in which case they're a guest, the achsanoi, in which case that'll be. Now that you've mentioned about somebody who's gone away for Hanukkah, the question is, where do you light up? Where do you light up? You have all types of strange concepts that people think. The mitzvah is ner ish uveisoi. Ner ish, each person, doesn't only just mean a man, women have the same chiyuv, shafin hoi boisar neis, but also uveisoi. How do you define your home? So if you've gone away for a few days, where's your home? So the answer is, Poskim all mentioned Shlomo Zalman mentions this in Licha Shlomo, but it's well known. Your home is where you're going to sleep that night. That's where it is. If you go away for Shabbos Chanukah, then your home for Friday night is going to be where you're going to sleep on Friday night, wherever that might be. And your home for Matzoi Shabbos is going to be where you're going to sleep Matzoi Shabbos, unless you stay back after Shabbos and have Malavad Malka in the place that you are. Since you slept there Friday night, you still belong there, in which case you could light up after Shabbos in the place you are. But if you're about to dash off, then you've got to light at the place that you're going to sleep, but so Shabbos, wherever that might be. So Neri Shuveso depends where you are. If a girl goes to sleep over with her Zeda and Boba, she has to treat herself as a guest, and she has to pay something towards the oil in order, not because anybody needs the money for the oil, but she needs to buy into the mitzvah of her host. So when it comes to husband and wife, is one hybrid mitzvah. In other words, it's one mitzvah that they do together. Either, in theory, could light up for the other and be motzi the other. When it comes to a daughter or a son in their parents' home, if they're sleeping there that night, they are automatically included in the father's hadlokah, only as a din of mahadrin that the boys light in addition to the father. But in principle, a girl is, and a boy as well, in principle, is included in the father's hadlaka automatically. But if you're staying with somebody else, even if the host is, I mentioned on purpose, a Zeda, or staying with a Zeda and Baba, so you say, this is my second home, unless you're actually if you're sleeping there that night, you will not be included in your father's hadlaka at home, even if it's only a few doors down the road, you won't be included in it. You need to make sure that you either light for yourself or that you're included in your Zeda's hadlaka, because where you're sleeping that night is with your Zeda, and therefore the automatic inclusion, probably this can apply more to the girls, the automatic inclusion of a father will not apply here. And there's no automatic inclusion of a Zeda or any other host if she's staying over with a friend, then it won't work. When it comes to Neiru Shabbos, it does work. Neiru Shabbos, girls who are away from their homes, boys who are away from their homes, so Mefurash Gemara, Madlik Ha'olai, Begoy Meisoi, that they're being lit and therefore they're included. In principle, Yeshiva Bocharim, who are in the Yeshiva, are included in their mother's hadlaka. Wherever they are, and wherever they're included in their parental homes hadlaka. When it comes to Hanukkah, it's much more volatile. It depends where they're going to sleep that night, unless they haven't left yet and they're doing something substantial in the place that they were, like Malava Damalka, like a Mesibas Hanukkah, or whatever it is, for them to be. For them to be included in this, it's not always understood that that's the case, but that's the way it is. So if you're away for a few days, absolutely, you can't have somebody lighting up in your house and for you, because your chiyuv will be wherever you are. That's going to be your chiyuv.
Is that a brother or a talon?
If it, no, so yeshiva bocher can opt in because there's the basic mitzvah, which is ner echod lebayis for the whole house. So the father lights includes the wife and the children, and any guests who have contributed towards the oil to buy into the mitzvah.
Friday night, no, I asked you on Friday night.
But yeshiva bocherim, yeah. Then there's a mitzvah mahadrin. The mahadrin is that each one lights for themselves.
Friday night, I asked them. You said Friday night included their mother's candles, even if they're in yeshiva.
Oh, you're talking about Friday night, sorry. Hadlokas and Neirus, not Hanukkah. So if yeshiva bocher wants to light for themselves, it could be a problem that a brachel of atola, except that there are two reasons, we're now getting a little bit off topic, there are two reasons to light Neirus Shabbos. There's the mitzvah of Adlokas Neirus, that each person's got a chiyuv of Adlokas Neirus, and there's a separate mitzvah, Shlei Koshel Beitzu Be'evan. So the second mitzvah, Shlei Koshel Beitzu Be'evan, is enough for yeshiva bocher to light up in his bedroom, so that he won't have, as long as he doesn't cause a fire, so that he won't, that mitzvah, that still applies to him, but the core mitzvah of being included in Hadlokas and Neirus Shabbos, that will be included in his mother's Hadlokah.
How much does he contribute?
Yeah, a prutah will do. How much is a prutah? Just under tuppence. So you can give tuppence and say, keep the change, with a big smile on your face, and that'll be enough. So it isn't. It's got to be the minimum amount of mois, of kesef, that has a din in halacha, that will be able to buy a chelek. It's not about how much you give, it's got to have a din kesef, it's got to be a shavah pruta. So pruta, you give that work for the whole of Hanukkah if you're there. It's not a question of actually paying, but it's buying into a share of the oil, so that the achsanoi's hadlokah is, sorry, so that the balabai's hadlokah works for the achsanoi. Just arranging doesn't help. No. No. Maybe she could pick up the menorah and make a kinyan agreed by the Zeda in the oil, but then you probably have a right mess on your hands because it's already filled up the menorah. In principle, I don't see why she couldn't pick it up and make a kinyan in the oil as well. That should be alright, then she's got a chelik in it. But she would need to do that. That is all true, except for husband and wife. If the wife is in hospital on Hanukkah, say for a happy reason, Beis Hashem, she's having a baby, she's had a baby, and then the husband can light for her. Aye, she's not going to sleep. That night she'll sleep in the hospital. But that's the special din of husband and wife is a hybrid mitzvah, it's different. And that is, they're the same, they have one unit. And therefore, as long as it is in their home, it won't work if the husband's gone elsewhere. If the husband's gone elsewhere, not in their home, then it won't work. Then their chiyuvim are divided. But if they're in the home there, their marital home, should we call it, so then the husband's hadlokah will work for the wife, and the wife's hadlokah will work for the husband, both in their Shabbos and their Chanukah. So if the husband is travelling back from New York and he is on his way but won't be back till terribly late, so you can have a situation where it's 12 o'clock in New York, 5 o'clock in London. So the husband is travelling all the time. The time he gets back to London is going to be way past Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk. There's not going to be nobody around. He's not going to be able to light. She can light for him at 5 o'clock in London, as long as it's in their marital home, and that hadlokah will be moitzi him. Here's the chiddush, even though it's not yet Chanukah, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon when she lights on the 24th of Kislev, but nonetheless the mitzvah is ner ishu vesoy, just like you have a mezuzah on your house, it works for the house even though you're not there. Here the hadlokah works because even though it's not Chanukah yet for the husband, but it is Chanukah where the house is, and the wife who's lighting, it is Chanukah for her. And therefore that dual relationship, v'hoyu l'boso echod, allows the wife to light for the husband and be motzi him, even if he's not sleeping at home that night, He's traveling, whatever it is, and he won't be able to light where he is, but she can light for him, and indeed, the din is that he can light for her in a reciprocal situation and be moitzi her, but that is different to a child. A child is only if they're sleeping in the house that night, then they're automatically included, whereas the guest needs to actually actively opt in by being mishtatif bepruta in order to be included in the hadlokah.
If the husband is traveling,
yes,
and he's lighting where he is a moitzi's wife at home?
No. No. The husband cannot. If the husband's traveling, can he be moitzi's wife at home? Definitely not. She has to light at home because if he's not at home, it doesn't work. Now, there's a Mishnah Berurah talks about the whole question. She definitely can be moitzi him, but if he wants to light because they won't be able to see a menorah where he is, he's gone to Eckveld on business, and he won't be able to. So then, there's a whole question about it. Can he light separately? Since she's lighting, maybe it's a brochel of atol of him to light. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you go east and the husband lights first, so then that works, that he can opt out. But if he goes west, which means that she's already lit the time he's lit, then he says avoid it, because in such cases a question might be a brochel of atol, because her adlokah may have already been moitzi him, and he can no longer light up anymore. That's what the Mishnah Berurah advocates, keeping out of it. But if he goes east, he's going to light first, then he can opt out by lighting, then it works. That would be the situation. It doesn't mean, no, he doesn't need machshavas. It's very nice to have lots of nice machshavas, and that's a good idea. By the way, on machshavas, if I could just finish off, well, on machshavas, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes and says, when you light your menorah, which nes are you commemorating with the mitzvah of Adlokas Haneiros? Beis HaMikdash? Someone's playing safe over here. Rav Shimon says both. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's the nes of the milchoma. Haneiros Halolu. What do we mention? Only the milchomas. Apart from that, but apart from that, it's only the milchomas, shus, milchomas, the niflois. That's what we're mentioning. When it comes to Alanism, what do we mention? Only the milchomas. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the nes was that Yeshua from the Avonim, from being wiped out by the Avonim. And therefore, that's what we're celebrating, the nisim of the milchomas that took place over 21 years. That is the nes. Only, of course, the fact that we make the brocha every single night. So there, the nes of the shemen is represented by us lighting every night more. And as we mentioned last night, the shir saying halil sholem every night is because there's a tisefes nes, and therefore tisefes reason to say halil sholem again. That's the reason for it. And therefore, that's therefore something correct to have kavana. Certainly, if you have kavana for both, you'll be all right. But certainly, kavana for the melchoma is what is. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's the main frame. Just to finish off, if I may, just a quick little vort from one of my rabbeim, the Birchas Avram, Rav Avram Elai Zech Tzad Livrocha. So he asked the question. He says, so what? There's a din of Tumahot Shabbat Sibbo. What do we need the Nisim? Why is it so important? There's a din of Tumahot Shabbat Sibbo. So therefore, if it's Tomei, we didn't find any oil, we found oil just for one day, so the rest of it, we'll rely on it. So Rav Avraham Erlanger points out and says, why did the Yevonim, when they found the oil, why were they matame it? Why didn't they smash it? They wanted to stop us doing the Avodah. Smash the bottles of oil. Don't make them Tommy. So the whole argument, the battle and the wrestle of wits was, the Yevonim says, what you see is what you've got. The physical world is what you've got. The rest of it doesn't exist. It's imagination, it's hallucination, it doesn't exist. And Klal Yisrael said, it's not true, it's the other way around. The Ruchnius is the Ikka, the Gashmius is just the Eicha Timtza to do it. So that's why they were matame the oil, so that we couldn't use it to show us that they're right, that the physical is all that important. Says Reform Elanger, therefore, we had to not be soymech on too much of a tzibur, because that was exactly, that was the pivotal point of the argument, is that the physical thing is not it. We need the taron, the oil, which makes the difference. And therefore they didn't want to rely on tumah hutra b'tzibur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the nes. He says, according to this we understand why we say tumei and bi'at tahorim. Who cares how tumei you are? You don't become weaker. But tzadikim, rishoyim bi'at tzadikim, the fact that there's a rasha, does that really mean that he's going to be a Yaakov Avinu? Was tremendously strong by he was Golis Oevim. So therefore he says no. That was the battle. The battle was that the Tameim were beyond the Tahirim, that we were able to show that the Tara is everything. The Kedusha is everything in life, and everything physical is only a subsidiary and a tool to be able to be a merkava, to be able to be the kli kibul for the ruchnias avodah, and therefore that gives us a different perspective on Hanukkah. And there we are. Beis Hashem. Maybe Beis Hashem.
Beis Hashem. If the one woman's in the, hospital, he goes and that takes him back in the hospital for Shabbos.
Yes.
Home,
no,
that's his home.
It wouldn't work.
No, but that's his home in the Shabbos.
Yeah, no.
He's sleeping there.
Ah, so maybe he's sleeping there. Does that, is that Motzi her? I'm not sure. Because it's not their home. If they both slept there one night, then it would work. Thank you. They both slept there one night.
Very useful.